Blog Talk Radio.
I've been a little on the reflective side in recent weeks, maybe even months. I'm Kerry Hines, and as we kind of wind down to this immense celebration of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I have to say, I have to look ahead. What's next in the journey? Many folks always come up and tell me how remarkable what we've accomplished together has done and what it means to them and their lives. This is not lost on me. I appreciate it. And we have some things that I think you're going to be surprised about. If you think you know everything about Hair Radio, you don't. But we're excited that we get to kind of unveil them together. And this journey really, really does continue. I'm just as enthralled as I was my very first day on the air with the Morning Edition. And that has no chance of slowing up. So as I continue, as we continue, as we welcome new fans, along with our amazing family of fans that we've had over the course of the entire 27 years of doing the Hair Radio Show, it's just been a wonderful ride. And we're still on the highway. I'm looking forward to what's next, and we're just going to keep on keeping on. And thank
you. Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to, I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth. And
the music industry today, and again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But
oh, yeah.
What can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off and
right.
presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you know, you're just what the babies call old school, you know. And I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So, but it is a marketing industry today. Everybody is marketed to the hilt. So, you know, it's just another industry altogether. There's basically no more record stores where you can walk in and actually touch and see and buy directly. You know, you go to your computer now. And
right.
all the technologies of the youth are being portrayed today. So And I'm certain it was the same way with me, you know, with the industry when I was coming along. You know, we had certain things that we did, certain people that supported us, and that's what's going on today.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio. He's the host with the most. Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
One of the things I want to do with the veterans is I want to go out into the community and I want to help more veterans, especially a lot of our veterans that unfortunately are homeless or they have some other issues that no one has reached out to them. That's one of my goals, is I want to reach out to veterans like that, because many times I see that those are the veterans actually have disabilities and no one has reached out to them to help them. Many times, a lot of those veterans don't have to be homeless because they have disabilities that can be rated by the VA, and they could also fit into a lot of government programs that are geared towards veterans. I just want to go and get the word out to those veterans so that we can have less homeless veterans on the streets and in shelters. And we can do what we're supposed to do as a military community. We can help our other veterans. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's what's we'll
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to our first hour of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Remember that we air from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. It's 5 to 8 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And I'm here in New York City in our studio at Hair Radio in Brooklyn, New York. Now listen, coming up a little bit later today, we have an extraordinary show coming up in our third spotlight hour between 8 and 9 Eastern. We have a new segment that we're kicking off, as well as a very, very special guest, and we'll tell you all about that during the broadcast today. So listen, get ready, and let's just kick off this Friday, Fan Day Friday.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have a very special guest with us today. She is an author. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Gloria Lee. Gloria, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure to finally get you on our broadcast. Now, I have to just jump right on in. You are the reason we're celebrating the Women of Courage Month all month long. And I like to say this, it's not just this month, but it's every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want to start by you telling the folks all about your beautiful books. You've got two, and they're titled Women of Courage. So let's start with book one. Tell us a little bit, what exactly is Women of Courage all about? Tell us.
I began writing the books because I wanted women to understand how much courage it takes to be a woman. See, our courage is not acknowledged. Men acknowledge their courage. They speak about courage on the battlefield. They speak about courage being a minister. But female courage has never been acknowledged, and that's wrong, and it has been used to enslave women because it does not let women understand the power that they have inside them. And I began writing the books because I wanted women to see other women who have succeeded because they had courage. So I had began to research my mission. Actually, when this first started, was to find out why men killed women. So I began researching that. But as I began to research, I began to gather other information, and I began to see that part of the problem was the fact that women did not acknowledge themselves. Women have been told that they're servants, that they're supposed to serve. Correct. That's fine. But they haven't been told that they have a right to be their own person. And because of that, women live desperate lives. They live lives that they hate. They learn to despise themselves. And in turn, they are unhappy. For years, especially between 1920, 1950, women either drank in the basement, they'd have a little sherry every day, and then when tranquilizers became part of the vogue, especially for white women, okay, they began, the white doctors would prescribed them tranquilizers. This was based on the theory that women were hysterical, okay? So this part of their spirit had to be controlled through medication. But actually, what was happening is women were internalizing their anger and their rage because they were forced to live lives that they did not want. Let me give you an example. For years, poor women, poor white and black women, invented things, okay? I bet you do not know who actually invented the refrigerator.
No, tell us.
I bet you don't know who invented, oh, no, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to
look. Uh-oh.
Who invented the bulletproof vest? Now, here's the secret. Men kept that a secret from women, that women invented certain things, okay? That women were chemists, women were physicists. But many of the inventions of poor white women and poor black women were stolen because when they went to have their inventions patented, the patent office told them that they couldn't, females couldn't patent inventions. Did you know that?
Well, that doesn't really surprise us, though, Gloria Lee, because that's, the historical part of this whole context in this country. And that was the charge that they had. And in fact, as you were explaining this history here about women not necessarily not being, able to do certain things because they're female. But what surprises me, and I'm sure our listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show can certainly identify, is that you could almost take the word female or woman out of what you're saying and insert the word black.
Both. That's exactly what I'm saying. Any person that was not white, and I have to be careful because this is a radio show and I don't want to be vulgar, but anyway, you had to wear pants, be white and wear pants. Then you were given acknowledgement. But here's the thing. I want you to appreciate this. When the women went to the patent office to have their ideas patented, what happened to their ideas when they weren't accepted by the patent office? They were stolen.
Mm.
That's my point. They were stolen. And then white man walked into the patent office, his information's patent, which he stole from a female or a black person, and he made money off of it.
Now, Gloria, I do have to ask you where, because these are some pretty inflammatory claims, perhaps, that some may say. So what kind of research did you have to do to kind of substantiate these claims? Because you've written quite an explosive couple of books here. And and folks, if you're just joining us out there, let's be clear. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. This is a very special broadcast. And I'm Carrie Hines. And with us on the line today, we have the author of Women of Courage books, Gloria Lee. And so we love, your forthrightness. But what do you say when folks say, well, how can you prove certain things that you've put into the books? What do you say, Gloria Lee?
First of all, I say take the information from my book and then go to the library and verify it. It's real simple.
Mm.
But when you want to verify it, be prepared because this information is not consolidated, okay? It's everywhere. You have to go into a library and pull it out of the newspapers. Who wants the world to know that women are as inventive as men? Who wants the world to know that women have as much courage as men? Nobody walking wearing pants wants that because they want the enslavement of women. It's profitable. You here. I don't want to jump ahead, but listen to me. When blacks were brought to this country, the only way they were able to control the black man was to attack the black woman. They attacked her mind. And that is the same way that the white male has been able to control the entire world is by attacking the mind to make a person feel less than or that he's not capable of. sir, you are as capable of doing anything that you want to do if you want to do it and if you're willing to pay the price. Here, Michael Jordan, let me give you an example. I studied him, okay? When his father was murdered, it upset me. So I began to watch Michael Jordan to see how he responded. Okay, not only is he the hero, he's a black male. And I wanted to know how he was going to react to these two males. But as I was researching him, I found out how he became Michael Jordan. Do you know how long he would stay on the basketball court?
Oh, right, through the study. Yes, I heard. For hours and hours and through repetition. And
yes.
See, Gloria, I was just sharing exactly what you just mentioned. I was sharing that with a gentleman today. And I said, you know, it is through repetition and through study and just all these years of research and just it makes you into an expert at what you do. And you may not even realize that you qualify for that level of knowledge and that
yes.
title. But you do.
That's
now,
exactly
Gloria,
how he became Mike.
I love what you say. I love everything that you have said. And I appreciate you, you know, just letting it just go on out there. I want to start, though, at the beginning. We're going to take a little bit of a turn. I want to go back to really what has kind of set you up to be Gloria Lee. So share with the Hair Radio Morning Show fans. Where are you from? Where were you born? And where do you live in these days in America? So share with us some of your background. Where did you get your start?
Okay, I was born in Detroit, Michigan. And
shout out to Detroit folks. Okay, we have to do that.
I was born May 7th, 1945. I would say that there are three people that affected my personality deeply. I mean, I've been affected by lots of people, but it was my grand aunt, my father, and my mother. I had a grand aunt, and the way she earned money, she refused to work in houses, okay? She would not do day labor. She pushed a push cart, and I started working with her when I was six, and I would go with her pushing the push cart down the street, and we would pick up scrap. This is a time when tin and things like that were valuable, and you would gather this stuff up, cardboard, glass, whatever, and you push it to we would call it a refuse place now, but it was a junkyard at that time. And they would weigh the refuge, and we would get paid. Well, see, I love money. So I would always like to be with my great aunt because she would pay me at the end of the day. We would go miles and miles walking, going through refuge and picking up clothing, those sort of things. When we were walking, she would talk to me. This is years later that I realized that she was shaping my personality. The one thing that she told me that I maintained all of my life, a woman is never to be without money. I want your listeners to hear me. If you are a female, you are never to be without money. I don't care if you're hungry, drink water. That's what she told me.
But why not? Why not?
Listen to me. If there's a choice between eating and spending your money, you drink a glass of water. The reason why a woman is never to be without money is because you don't want to sell your body and have no man put his hands on you.
Mm.
Because that is the destruction of women. Why do you think that when warring factions took over Europe, the Russians, for really example, during World War II, do you know that the Russian army raped every female in Germany between the ages of 8 and 80. Do you know how many females they rape? Because rape is power, and it is to destroy your psyche. So therefore, if you are a woman and you do not have any money, because I was on the street when I lost everything I had. I was on the street with my son, and all I had was a car, excuse me, and I had no money. And the thought came to me. I was standing in Oak Park on Greenfield and 11 Mile Road. I was standing in the Kmart parking lot.
Oak Park, isn't that Illinois?
No, sir. That's Oak Park, Michigan. It's
Oak
outside.
Park, Michigan.
It's a suburb. It's a suburb of Detroit.
Oh, okay.
And the thought came to me, well, why don't you go with this man and get you some money so you can feed your son? For a second, that idea came to me, because that's an alternative that's always given to women. See, the man tells you, look, you ain't got no money, then you can just sell your body. That's the easiest way to live. It's not. That's self-destruction. So consequently, I want you to understand, it was cold. It was October. I had no money. And I think like a quarter tank of gas. And that, you know, ain't nobody going to know. And then I remembered my grand aunt. That was the other thing that she told me. You let no man put his hands on you. And she started telling
me that. So she insisted that you keep, your grand aunt insisted that you keep funds in your pocket, have money. Now,
yes,
what's your grand aunt's name? We should just pay tribute to her today.
Maddie? It was Madeline, but they called her Maddie.
Maddie.
She was about 5'9", 5'10". And
so she stood tall in many ways.
Yes. She was very, very strong. Because, you know, pushing that push cart for miles
you
takes
had to
power.
Be. Exactly. Yes. Wow.
And I want you to know that women in China still push cards.
Yes,
you know,
I've been to China.
Yes.
I've been. So, yes, I know. Now, I just want to let folks know, again, if you're just joining us, again, today is a very special broadcast that we're kicking off our entire month talking to Gloria Lee. Now, she is the author of Women of Courage. Now, Gloria, I do want to kind of go back to this first book. I do want to talk about it. The title is Women of Courage. And on the first book, the cover, I love the beauty of the book cover.
Thank you.
Would you kind enough to tell our listeners who, if you can name the women that you've pictured, I'd love it. If you can just give us a few, if you'd like, talk about those women. And you got to remember out there, guys, for you guys listening to the show, it's difficult to really come up with just a few of you know, women that you feel the most courageous women. So you really are someone who took time and effort and energy into creating this. Would you be kind enough to tell us who some of the women that you put on the cover and why?
Well, I will tell you, one of them is Mother Teresa.
And I have a Mother Teresa story for you, too, by the way. I have a connection with Mother Teresa as well. But, yes, you go ahead. I'll tell you guys a little later. Go right ahead, Gloria. You put Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa is like in the corner, if I'm not mistaken. I love that.
Yes. There's another woman that I put there for a particular reason. I wanted to give recognition to this woman. Her name is Iris Chan. She is an American Chinese author, and I felt that many, many, many people do not know of her work. I'm not going to tell you what she did. I think women should go and find out. Her name is Iris Chan, C-H-A-N-G.
Well, hold it. Now, if we buy your book, If we buy your book, Women of Courage, we're going to find out, well, okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to find out. That's where we're doing our research. Who else do you have, Gloria Lee?
Now, I want you to know what she did was very, very painful.
Oh, okay.
And this is why the book is Women of Courage. It takes courage to do things painful. It's not pleasant. But there are things that must be done even though they are painful. Now, another woman on the cover is Eleanor Roosevelt.
Tell us why.
Eleanor Roosevelt was not prejudiced. And she spoke her mind when it came to black people. And not only did she speak her mind, she did certain things to ensure that people knew where she stood about black people. And again, I'm not going to tell you what she did, but that's because you got to remember.
Oh, so Gloria Lee, you know how to tease. I thought I could tease. No. I'm a distant second. You know how to tease a book. I love it. So Gloria, tell us. Now, you said, and that's great, we got to get the book, Women of Courage, to find out some of these amazing stories that you've assembled and some of your favorite women. Now, who else do you have?
Okay. This is another person. Her name is, now, I cannot really pronounce her name. She was the Prime Minister of Pakistan. Now, I want you to understand that was a very dangerous occupation for women in Pakistan. I think her name is pronounced Binzarir, but her last name is B-H-U-T-T-O.
Oh, Bhutto.
Yes. But, again, you need to know what happened to her. It took courage for her to be who she was.
I think I remember her. I remember the story. This one I'm familiar with. Go right ahead.
It took courage it takes courage to say no.
Right.
It really does. It takes courage.
But I'm not going to tell you what I know. I'm not going to say it either. I'm in the Gloria Lee fan club. And so I'm not going to tell you. You will get the book. The fans of our show, I encourage you to buy these amazing books, Women of Courage. And Gloria Lee, as she's telling you, she's sharing with you a lot of the women that she finds the most courageous and why. And you will discover exactly some you may be familiar with. Like my own connection with, I like to call it a connection, but I've never been to Calcutta. But when I really look at the amazing artistry of the work of Mother Teresa. And I remember my connection with her was that I had a wonderful doctor where I used to work, and the doctor, Dr. Pankow, was just she was just somebody that I spoke with on a regular basis. And I loved it. And Dr. Pankow sent me a picture of she along with Mother Teresa. And that meant the world to me to have the both of them on one picture. And I used to talk to Dr. Pankow every day. And that's how I was most connected to her. And she told me all about, she went out and went over to, I think it was Calcutta with with Mother Teresa. And this was amazing, and I kept that picture for a long time, and I've always felt a certain kinship with her, and also the same with Lady Di, but that's another story. So that was just the fact of how beautiful it was when I saw Mother Teresa on the cover of Gloria Lee's book. Amazing. And great choices. The women you selected, amazing. Amazing. But you forgot one.
Who?
Gloria Lee.
Hear the deepness, Did you? Oh, my God.
Gloria Lee.
I didn't touch Gloria Lee. I've been forced to. Several women have been forcing me to because they told me that I have to talk about myself.
You have to, Gloria.
I've been told that. A friend of mine is insisting that I write about myself.
Yes, because you know what? You share amazing stories about these wonderful women, and they were. Everything that you have described and you put into your books and more. But what really makes it interesting is the story that you tell of yourself through your eyes. And there's only one person can tell that story, and that's Gloria Lee. Now, folks, I have to say, when I kind of discovered who you are, I was quite moved. And it takes a lot to move me. I've been doing radio programming for 2.5 decades. And to discover someone who has been just working tirelessly to educate, inform women, and particularly women of color, and you resonate, and our stories kind of coincide because that's all that we've done. My platform has been to do it through the hair and beauty industry. And so I am so honored to have Gloria Lee with us. And I'm also honored to declare this month as Women of Courage Month. And not just this month, but every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, Gloria Lee is our guest today. And I want to kind of go back a little bit on this as well. In that book, you make a dedication. And so this first part of many series that we're going to explore. Today was just an introduction teaser to the many parts and that we have of Miss Gloria Lee, so we're real excited about it. But I do want to pay tribute. Now, this is a touching dedication in your book that just moved me, and there's a part that I'll share with you in just a moment. But can you tell us, and I want to make sure I say her name correctly, Allison, was it Pipemeyer?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us who Allison Pipemeyer was and what she means to you and why you decided to dedicate the first book, the Women of Courage book, to her? Tell us why.
When I learned of her, I was researching women who had been murdered in the Carolinas. And I saw the announcement of her death, and I began to research some of her work. And what pained me so much is that we lost such a caring person. This woman loved people. You could tell it from her work. You could tell it from the things that she did. She didn't just work an 8-hour day. She worked tirelessly writing for various publications, talking to her students, advocating. Do you know how hard it is to get people to advocate and to stay focused? That's a lot of hard work. And this woman paid the price. And all of her life's work was to help people in need. She took on some very tough problems in our country. And she didn't back down.
I do want to say, just to let everybody know, because I think this is so critical and important and can mean so much to folks. Allison Pipemeyer was the director of Women and Gender Studies and the Associate Professor of English at the College of Charleston. Now, she contributed a column for the Charleston City Paper and wrote several editorials for the New York Times Motherlode blog. And so we lost her back in 2016, ironically on my birthday, from brain cancer. But what I love about what you wrote is that she dedicated her life to writing about these subjects that you talk about, such as same-sex parents, women's rights, raising disabled children, Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes.
And at the time of her death, now she spoke into the future. And this
there
is what
go.
She had
you,
to say.
Yeah, you got it. You,
she wrote,
you got
I
it.
Do presume to know what a next life would be like. I don't even know what to imagine. In a next life, I hope I will be in a place where people would need me, where there's something meaningful to do. A next life without work, without purpose, would be disappointing. And so what really stayed with me when I read this, and I had to write it down separately and apart from all of my research with you, Gloria Lee, I wrote this down because what she writes is that it takes courage, or what she said, it takes courage to live. Courage to wake every day and try to make something of your life, knowing you will meet unfathomable challenges. And that stays with me because that is not just can every woman relate to that, but every person of color on the planet Earth. We get up, we decide to go forward, and you have the winds just blowing you, and you're just barely holding on. So, Gloria Lee, I want to thank you for introducing me to Miss Alison Pipemeyer, and you can research her yourself, AlisonPiePmeier. So thank you, and I'm saying to you, the easiest place to research her is when you read Women of Courage by Gloria Lee, books 1 and 2. So, Gloria, please tell the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show how they can get a hold of your books.
Okay. They can purchase a book on my website, which is touchedbythelight.us. Now, the books are not sold in bookstores, and I will not sell them on Amazon. When you purchase any of my books, a portion of that money will go to help women directly. I believe in walking up to a woman with children and asking her, "How can I help?" There's a lot of women that need automobiles to get back and forth to work and also to protect their children. So 30% of this particular book, the Women of Courage series, is going to go to help women. And I explain that on my website, that it is very important that we support and encourage women to stand up and take control of their lives. And when you reach back and just give somebody a helping hand, an acknowledgement, you'd be surprised how you can change your life. And that's the purpose of Women of Courage, is for this book to change lives.
Well, I think you've heard it first right here, folks. Gloria Lee, the author of Women of Courage. And I tell you, your website, touchedbythelight.us, wonderful. I love it. Just fantastic.
Thank you.
So you're doing some great work out there. Again, you've been listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. My guest today, author Gloria Lee, again, Women of Courage. These are the books that we're talking about, and she's been sharing quite a bit of information with us today, and this is just the first part. We've got Gloria all month as we celebrate and continue to celebrate Women of Courage. So now, not today, we are going to tease it. But the next time you join us, Gloria, we've got a lot to talk about and where we go forward from here. So those are things that that's one of the biggest things that we're going to kind of, you know, corner and ask you about the next time that you're with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to be checking in with you for all kinds of wonderful things. And I just want to say thank you just for beginning to kind of, you know, let us peer into your world a little bit and why and how you have come with these wonderful, wonderful things. We also, next time, want to talk about several signs of courageous women. And so there's so many different things that we're going to share. So, again, now, I do want to say this. Gloria is also a member of the Hair Radio Social Network site. So let's be clear. You can connect with Gloria Lee if you are a member yourself. And how do you become a member? It's free. Go to www.hairradio.com. Very simple. HairRadio.com. Hair Radio is how it's pronounced. It's free to be a basic member. You can go there. You can collect friends, so to speak. You can just type in Gloria's name, and you will connect with her. L-E-E is her last name. So it's very simple, and she'll pop right up. And send her a friend request through the Hair Radio social media site. And so this is going to be exciting because we're going to put some excerpts there. We're going to have her books there where this comes all back to Miss Gloria Lee. And she can continue. She can continue her fight. So listen, Gloria Lee, I just want to say thank you today. Any last words for this portion of our talk that you want to share with our audience or leave with our audience before we say goodbye today?
I would like for women to go to the dictionary.
Or nowadays Google. Remember, we got Google now.
No, I want them to go to a dictionary.
Okay, and read. It's about the reading.
Thanks.
Okay.
I don't want someone to do the work for them.
I figured it, yes. Yes.
And look up the word courage. And then for yourself, write down 10 examples of courage exhibited by women. 10 examples. If you cannot write down 10 examples in less than 5 minutes, then you do not know enough about women.
Hmm.
You should be able to write down 10 examples of courage exhibited by women, and you should be able to do it in less than 10 minutes.
Well, I can certainly think of one, Gloria Lee, because you know what? It takes courage just to talk about what you're talking about. It takes courage. No, it really does. This is not some, you know, far-reaching, you know, notion. I mean, it really does take courage to stand up and talk about the things that you're sharing with us today on the Hair Radio Morning Show and through your Women of Courage books. And if you had not written them, we wouldn't be celebrating Women of Courage this month. You've already talked to folks before you even open up your mouth. So, Gloria Lee, I just got to say thank you. I have to say thank you on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, on behalf of the fans, on behalf of the folks who you've already touched. We're going to have you back, and we're going to continue this amazing, amazing walk.
I thank you, Mr. Hines. I really enjoy talking about this subject. It's close to my heart, and I truly appreciate your giving me this opportunity and forum to reach your readers and your listeners.
Absolutely. And this is just the beginning. We're not going to let you go that fast, Glory Lee. This is just the start of something big. Okay, so I want to thank you. And also, folks out there, please use these hashtags, Women of Courage. Hashtag Women of Courage. Hashtag Gloria Lee. Hashtag The Hair Radio Morning Show. And remember to go to our social media and leave comments at www.hairradio.com. Again, that's spelled HAIRADIO.com. There you can connect with Gloria Lee and find out all about her wonderful, wonderful books. Again, Women of Courage. Gloria, have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for being with us.
I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Have a great day, sir.
All right, folks, keep it real. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest today, you know her. She's an author. The Hair Radio Morning Show is honored to welcome back Gloria Lee. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Well, listen, I want to catch the audience out there up a bit. We chatted, you've made your grand entrance on the Hair Radio Morning Show a while back. You were really helping us to launch the Year of the Woman as we launched into 2019. So what can you bring us up to date? I mean, you've written these amazing books about women of courage. What can you tell us about your books? And tell us what you've been up to lately.
Well, I two things. After I had my interview with you, then I started working on developing a radio show that is aired on, I think it's Friday and Sunday. And the subject is self-esteem. I don't know if I mentioned to you or not the last time we spoke. I spent several years researching the murders of about 20,000 American women. And I looked at causes. And one thing that I noted was that the self-esteem of the murderer. So I began to research self-esteem, and I found out that it is linked to why women are being murdered. Now, I know that self-interest is one of the factors involved in why women are murdered.
And,
but
Gloria, what I've got to do, I've got to jump on in and let the folks out there, if you're just tuning in and you're joining us for the very first time, you've never listened to the Hair Radio Morning Show, I need to give you a little bit of a disclaimer this morning. We have a very special guest on, and her name is Gloria Lee. And if you've listened to Gloria's initial interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you know that Gloria goes in. So we want to just, you know, if you've got little kids, you may want to, you know, take them out of the room about now. This is a very adult conversation that we're having today on the broadcast. And so, Gloria, I'm going to let you continue. Go right ahead. Now, I do want you to back up some of these claims, because if you've listened to Gloria, you know she goes in and she raises a lot of inflammatory conversations and thoughts about how women have been treated in these past centuries. So I want you to really go in and tell us what's on your mind this morning.
Well, when you look at the violence in our schools, and people do not want to acknowledge that we have violence in our schools, but we do. There was just a young lady, I think she's 10, she was killed during a fight. She's a fifth grader. And this violence that people experience while in school affects their self-esteem. Now, there was also a young man, he was threatened after school by a bully who was going to beat him up. he begged the bus driver to take him home, not to drop him off where the bully was located. Well, the bus driver refused to do this. Instead of understanding the terror that this child was experiencing, she did nothing. She didn't call the police. She did absolutely nothing. And this child was brutalized after he got off the bus. What I'm saying is the fact that we do not deal with these bullies at school causes our children to have low self-esteem, and it is causing our children to commit suicide. I don't have to prove it. All you have to do is pick up a newspaper.
Okay, well, I've heard, Gloria, I've heard about the bullying in recent years. But I remember being a child in school, and I didn't think bullying was all that bad. I thought it was just a normal rites of passage of children. I thought that...
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world. Every day, that's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It is about 7:05 in the morning. That's New York time. It's Friday, October 6th of 2023. And today is Fan Day Friday. We've got a big show, as you've been listening. We mentioned at the top of the show. Let me just get to the line, my co-star, Miss Nicole Marie, who's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning, Nicole Marie, and again, happy mid-show, Friday, the 6th of October, 2023. Can you hear me? Okay, let's see what we're doing down here. Okay,
good morning.
Not just you guys.
Good morning.
Oh, okay, I was about to say,
I can hear
maybe
you.
It's my mic here.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Happy Mitchell.
All
Happy
right.
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, we're here. Okay, so listen, everything is moving along. It's Friday morning. As always, there's always some kind of a technical glitch going on somewhere. a little while ago, it's really crazy because what's happened for me here in New York, I forgot that I had to make sure that the phone connection was made. Totally forgot. And not only did I forget, but what happens and what makes it really hard to remember is that the very next day, it becomes, they still play everything. So everything is working when I get up because I get up so early. So I don't
right.
even notice that there's a problem until, you know, when they wake up. And that's
right.
long after we started the show. And I'm like, oh, man, here we go. So good news, we were able to, get caught up real quickly. So I don't know what, I think it was during Gloria Lee, who is an author's piece that played earlier. So we'll go back and listen to make sure it's, edited and all that stuff for you guys out there. But it's a very good interview. It's a little bit older than I had thought. But, yeah, Gloria goes in.
She certainly
she's very forthright. Yeah, she deserves that. You know, she's an a wonderful woman of a certain age, and she does not care what she has to go ahead and put it out. She's going to tell you what's on her mind.
Yeah.
Well, because she's seen a lot. She's lived through a lot. And
right.
Maybe some of the thinking was back in those days. But when I really listened to it, I said, you know, a lot of this still applies. And that's her belief system.
Perfectly relevant.
Yeah, that's her belief system. Yeah.
Right.
So that interview, again, is going into our classic archives and digging up so many wonderful, interviews and folks. Lots of the 3,000 folks who have passed through, we're going to try to get on the show again and catch up with them. Most of the folks that I've replayed hold Gloria's pieces back from several years ago. And
okay.
I just talked to Gloria. Good news. I just spoke with her about maybe a few weeks back, and she's doing great. So
wonderful.
Let me just say that. Yeah. So a lot
still
of folks,
doing her research and writing.
Yeah, she's still doing writing, and so she's got a lot of books out there, and she still sells everything directly. She's old school, so she's going to tell you like it is. And but she's a big fan of what I do. She's a big fan of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And she loves what
love
we do.
Her.
Yeah, she's a big fan. So, yeah, she's really great. So, you know, it's Friday, Sunday Friday.
Friday.
The 6th of October. Yeah, so I'm super excited about it. We have, even the shows this week, I've enjoyed all of the broadcasts.
So have I.
Of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah, they've been really great.
Great
you know, and so... Yeah, it takes a lot, just to remind everybody, it takes a lot to make this work. It takes a lot. Like I said, even with the technical stuff, it could be anything.
Right.
In order to put on a broadcast and air that show, it takes a lot of work, a lot of prep
right.
work, a lot of things that have to kind of fit together. And any one thing... can derail you. So, yeah, so we work really hard to bring you something that's good and memorable and decent each day. And so that's why we do what we do here on the broadcast. Of course, today, real happy about it. Again, coming up in just a bit, Michael Hopkins will be with us, you guys know. In about 15 minutes, he'll be joining us live on the show. And we'll catch up with him a little bit about that talk. And but more importantly, I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. Michael, this is a big day. Michael Hopkins will be helping us to launch a new series, a new segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's all about going to our website, which is afrologmagazine.com, and hitting the tab for the blog. You could do this on a cell phone or a laptop or whatever you got. But, yeah, once you go to the blog tab, that's B-L-O-G, and the blog is where there's a collection of stories, articles, or posts that you can read. And so that's what a blog is. B-L-O-G. Some of you guys out there, you may have heard of a video log or a vlog or a blog. That's where they have a video blog. So just wanted to kind of bring you up to date on some of those things. So for us, we have a wonderful blog that has many posts in it. So you can read the different posts. And I'm really, really excited because I believe that Michael's going to kind of go through the different posts with us each day. And I think it'll be fun. I think we're going to have a great time. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. Yeah. And then in about an hour, about 8:15 or so, we have a very special guest, which is a very long time. We've had some live guests on in that way. So I'm real excited to... mentioned Sam Anon will be here all the way from California. So
wonderful.
That'll be our
Sam's
wonderful
back.
Guest. Yeah, coming up. Yeah, so Sam's back, and he'll be with us live, special guest co-host throughout the hour. So So from about 8:15 to 9, so we are looking forward to it. But, yes, Michael's new segment should kick off about 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central. And I'm so excited. We got to ask him what if he's looking forward to it, if he's nervous, which I doubt. He's a pro. So we are so excited.
Yes, Nicole
Marie. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. So this is going to be good. So now I've heard there's so much stuff going on in the news today. What about down in Water Valley, Mississippi? What is the skinny down there? What's going on down in Mississippi?
Well, let me tell you, we still have a little bit of rain that's hanging on this morning. So a little bit of rain, but it's supposed to clear out. Yes.
Wow. Well, then that's really good. For us, up here in New York, it should be a little on the cool side. It's not so cool just yet, I don't think, in the 60s, but I think that's going to kind of disappear. It's going to be a little chilly today.
Okay.
So, we're going to get
a
little bit back on
the
cool
side.
Well, right now it's in the 60s. I was just
outside
during the
show.
It's going to be, I think it's dropping. The temperature is dropping. We're on the way going down. So a little later today, it'll be much cooler.
Fall is here.
So I believe.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely here, and it looks like it ain't going nowhere. So, we've got to kind of, we have to get used to that again. And then soon we got to do
the
clock thing and turning back the clock. It's just a little bit of an adjustment, as we know. So that's going to be really interesting. Hey, I also wanted to get on some of the interviews that we have. I want to get on some folks who were with us on some of the earlier broadcasts. So even though today, yes, they will be on in the next hour, but coming up in just a few minutes, maybe at about 7:45, 7:50 or so, we'll probably get on a real quick short piece just to kind of, line things up. So we'll talk about that just a bit. But, hey, I want to talk about, the Salon TV Network. We're working on, which is playing all the time. The Salon
it
TV Network is running all the time. So
I
just want you guys to know.
Yesterday.
Oh, get out of here. I see. I'm very impressed. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're gonna really revamp the schedule. We're going to do a whole lot. There's a whole lot of new graphics coming. There's video content. There's all kinds of things coming to the Salon TV Network. So I'm real happy about that, and I'm excited. So thank you so much for being part of that. And what this is that it's a promotions network. You've never heard of a promotions network? I'll tell you about a promotions network. It's where where you sign up to carry your advertisements. So maybe you have a shop, a salon, barbershop, what have you. Maybe you sell products. Maybe you sell sandwiches, whatever. You sign up with us, and we create a commercial that will air on the Salon TV Network, which, again, broadcasts to anyone who has a license from us. They can see it from here to Africa, literally.
Right.
What's the good news is that we play, because folks have asked, well, what exactly are you going to play on there? Well, there'll be all kinds of content from makeup and hair and beauty trends to hair talk and meetings and Zoom talks and special guests and all kinds of things right here on the network. I'm so excited. Again, it's the Salon TV Network. Real happy about that and real grateful. We'll probably eventually set it up for its own website again. So we're looking at all of those things. So, but right now, you can still go to salontvnetwork.com. It should bring you over to our Afrolock magazine site. And there's some information down there, so you can see a little bit there. or reach out to us here at Hair Radio.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, you don't, because we thank you. It really is. It is just a colorful, beautiful, very crystal clear. It's the most crystal clearest TV I've ever seen. Really.
Right.
It does not look like the fuzzy stuff we've gotten used to over the years.
No, it doesn't. It's very clear.
Yeah, I have to
colorful,
say.
Colorful, beautiful.
Yes, very it really is. So, I can't wait. Yeah, thank you, Nicole Marie. We're going to be really doing some great stuff, and so I'm real happy about that. So that's the Salon TV Network. The magazine, Afrolock Magazine, we're working on. I'm working on it each day. So this weekend it will be out. If I have to type with one finger, it'll be out this weekend. So
wonderful.
I'm super excited. So Afrolock Magazine, yeah, this one is the family issue. I think a lot of you have seen the cover
so
up
excited.
There.
Yes, the cover is beautiful.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
We've got some beautiful covers, I got to say.
We do.
This cover.
Each one is special in its own right.
Thank you. Yes, yes, it really is. We started with an artsy cover, then that went on to, we had kind of artsy, then it took about three covers before we had a real person or so on the cover.
Right.
It was just really interesting. And then we have different topics and things, and it's just been lovely. So we love it. Thank you so much for subscribing to the magazine.
Because you would never know what you're going to see.
No, you don't. You don't know what you're going to read because we take a lot of time to put together what we want the takeaway for each issue to be.
Right.
And so you guys, if you have not subscribed, we released the first couple of issues for free. You could do a free read. Now that you've seen it, you can subscribe if you do not, or you won't have access to it. So you got to subscribe.
Right.
And you can do so by simply going to our website at afrolockmagazine.com. And you'll see the big old subscribe button. You can't miss it. And there's a lot there on that website. You got beautiful pictures even there with good descriptions and good information and all kinds of wonderful, wonderful good stuff. So I'm super, super duper excited and real happy about that. Nicole Marie, we always say this. Yes. Well, every day you bring it. You bring us the daily boost of inspiration, and I just want to say thank you for that.
And
before we get to the wonderful, before we get to the hope of the day, I have one more quick announcement, and that is on the Afrolock Radio Network. So you're going to. We're working on that. It should be ready a little bit, probably about noon today. It should be running.
Wonderful.
24/7. Yeah, there's a little bit of some technical stuff going on back at the host company. So they're straightening out all of that. And probably about noon we should have it where you could just go to afrolockmagazine.com and at the top you'll see a weird-looking arrow. Kind of puffy, and hit that arrow, and make sure if you click it and it doesn't play, click it, move the your mouse over it, because it's called a hover, where you kind of hover over it, and then hit it and click it, and you should be able to start the wonderful radio playing. We've got some great content already there, several shows you can tune on in, and several music and updates and all kinds of stuff already. So it's
a great repository
for it. Really? Get out of here. What did you hear?
It was actually going back a little bit on the show. Got to hear, oh, my goodness. It was talking about just hair and beauty and the fashion. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember her name that was being interviewed. Oh, my goodness. It's slipping my mind
right
now, Terry.
if that's okay, I know what you're talking about. The show, all of the shows were really great. There's one there that's my favorite. It was my birthday show, I call it. It was right before this past August and I went away because we're putting on a lot of classic shows. You'll get recent shows there. Our 900 episode was also there. So it's a lot there. So do check it out. I'm going to kind of fix it up a little bit. So about noon, you can, you know, everybody can tune on in and catch it there. Again, it's Afrolock Radio. So it plays 24/7. And it's located at the top of the website at afrolockmagazine.com. So we're going to have a lot of things there. We're putting out a schedule in the next week or so where you'll be able to go there on, say, Tuesdays and catch Vet Talk all day. Or overnight, it'll be this or it'll be that. So we're putting out – we got so many schedules to work on. We've got the Salon TV Network. We've got the Afrolock Radio Network. We'll be letting you have it with quite a bit of things. So good stuff. So back to Hope of the Day. Nicole Marie, please give us our wonderful hope burst of energy. So, Nicole, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, the hope of the day is shared every day for all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show just to lift your spirits, to give you a boost of inspiration, to help you, to help carry you through the day. And this inspirational way is courtesy of the book called High Hope by Patrick Lindsay. So hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past, no matter what it is that we may currently be going through or have gone through. There's always hope, just holding on to that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And it just gives our lives meaning, something for us to hold on to each and every day. So the hope of the day for this Fan Day Friday is embrace the wrinkles. Is there anything more soulless than the Botox look? Accept the wisdom lines and the gray or thinning hair. Weave them in with your memories. Take charge as you journey into the third age. Go with pride and optimism. Back to you, Carrie.
Wow. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Wow. I have to say, embrace the wrinkle.
That's it.
That's going to be my new bumper sticker. embrace the wrinkle. I think that's a lot that Patrick is talking about in his book, High Hopes. What he's talking about is kind of learning to accept yourself where you are. And those are badges of courage to me. You know, if you get a little gray and get a little, you know, hairline starts to recede a little bit, all those things are, they are signs of aging. We can't delude ourselves. But I think more so it represents how much we've lived and how much there is to come. What is to come? There's a reminder. That is your reminder. Everything must, you know, there's a season for everything. And what is young will, you know, hopefully be older one day. That is the desire. So learn to embrace the wrinkle. I agree wholeheartedly.
Right.
And so, yeah. So, you know, I totally agree. And I've learned to do just that. What about you, Nicole Marie? Have you learned to embrace the wrinkle?
I have, and I love this because it's all about.
And I got to say, I haven't seen a wrinkle on Nicole Marie, so I don't know what wrinkle you're embracing. But okay, fine. We'll say that. But it is a good message, right?
It is. It's definitely a good message because it shows that you've lived, that you, you know, embrace you. It's all about loving you. And as you get older, yes, you are going to age, but you have lived, you've loved, you've learned all along the way, and those are just signs of your your wisdom, you know, embrace those memories, just everything that comes along with it. Just embrace it and go. You know, have a good time. When you truly live, because there are some people
right.
that are just existing, they're not living. But get out there and embrace it and
yeah.
live and enjoy the journey. Enjoy
wow.
it.
Enjoy the journey, embrace the wrinkle. I'm loving it. Listen,
yeah.
we got to check in with Hopkins on this. I wonder if he's embracing the wrinkle. We're going to find out from Michael Hopkins. You guys know him. He's the host of the Vet Talk radio show. He's hosting a new segment right here on the network. We're going to check in with Michael. Michael Hopkins.
Morning.
The military extraordinaire. Good morning to you.
Good
happy,
morning,
happy
Michael.
Mid-show to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, good
yes,
morning.
Yes, Hopkins. Yes, yes, yeah.
So, yes, you've been listening to Nicole Marie this morning as well, embracing the wrinkle, we're going to say, Nicole Marie, and her
oh,
wonderful,
yeah.
wonderful hope of the day. So what would you like to say this morning, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, I just love it because I have learned how to embrace the wrinkles, the gray hairs, the wisdom, the knowledge, all of that. I've learned how to do all of that as I've gotten older. It's just there are realities that come up. And one of the realities is, especially if you have children, they're going to get older. They're going to be adults. They're going to have their own children. And that's just the way it is. You're going to get older. No matter how much we do, and like Nicole was talking about, the Botox and the this thing and that thing. And the reality is, embrace it. And embrace it. You know, I love it. I love it. I no longer have to do certain things. I can just speak my mind, and it's okay. Back to you, Karen.
All right. Thank you, Michael Hopkins. Well, listen, this has just been a great, great reminder that, yes, embrace the wrinkle, appreciate who you are. Great, great. Selection today. Nicole Marie, good job on the wonderful hope of the day. Yes, and for you guys out there, we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, more with Michael Hopkins on Vet Talk Radio, plus you heard it right here, the new segment that Michael is going to be kind of rolling out today about 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock for Central Time, folks, and then about 8:15 or so this morning. Very special guest, Sam Inna from BOBSA, will be here live. You don't want to miss any of that. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Great job, guys. Great job. Let us get
Ooh,
some
yeah.
good old mic on. Oh, well, let's go for the whispers this morning. Stay with us.
Was in your life that you were getting tired of waiting.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand-new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Okay, we're back live. It is 6:37 if you're in the Central Time Zone. Of course, I'm in New York City. We are celebrating. It's Friday, October 6, 2023. It's Fan Day Friday. Let me bring back to the line Michael Hopkins. You guys know him from down in the beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning again, Michael. Happy mid-show.
Yes, happy mid-show. Absolutely.
So listen, I'm super hyped about everything. Again, we have a really exciting show ahead. Sam will be with us live in studio, and that's coming
virtually in our
virtual studio. That's coming up at about 8:15 this morning, 7:15 if you're in the Central Time Zone, and if you're out on the West Coast, it's about 5:15. In the morning there. So he'll be with us live to catch us up on what's going on at BOPSA. And a little bit of a retro moment. What's BOPSA all about? So we're going to talk about that with Sam and kind of a little bit more. So lots of surprises. Now, Michael, that talk a radio. I've got to say there was a surprise broadcast yesterday, so we've got to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
What can you tell us? Has there been any feedback? Have you heard anything about yesterday's, we call it the pop-up broadcast. We had a pop-up of the talk, which aired at about 8:30 New York time. So tell us about it. What can you say?
Carrie, my phone blew up. Not literally, figuratively. It was such an outpouring. And, you know, we put the show on, and I just went and I said, well, let me just let the guys know that this was like a special show. And I put it out there, and you know, when we wrapped yesterday, I had so many messages, so many things to say. Great show. And they really enjoyed it. When is the next one? And a lot of the people were vets that had never heard the show, or they've heard Vet Talk Radio, but they never got a chance to listen to it a lot because of their job and appointments and all that. And this was like a bonus for them. And it was just mind-boggling, Carrie. It really was mind-boggling. I loved it.
Good. Well, it was a bonus for us too, Michael Hopkins. And everybody knows that the Vet Talk typically airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central right here. You don't have to change your channel. You don't have to turn it into something else or any of that kind of stuff. Just call in and you can catch us live, because we are rolling out a new 24-hour AfroLock radio network where you only can listen if you go online. That you don't dial into. You have to click a link, and it'll play live or play whatever's playing, but it'll be a link that you click. So you'll hear some Vet Talk episodes over there as well as some classic Hair Radio morning shows, some great music, great conversations, some great interviews. All that's going to be carried over there as well. As you heard Nicole Marie say a little while ago in our host chat at the top of the hour, that this is something that she did just last night. She went on because we're testing it out, and she got a chance to listen in. And I was very impressed to hear that.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. So right now I'm working on it. So it's down until about noon today. And we should be back up and playing the hits over there. Now, how to listen to our 24-hour network, you got to go to AfroLockMagazine.com, and you'll see the arrow button. It's not there now, but about noon Eastern time today on this Friday, October 6th of 2023 should be there. So, Michael, good stuff. Very good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was a special Vet Talk. Now, what was the subject that played yesterday that you guys shared?
Wow, Carrie. That is a good question.
Well,
I'm so excited
to answer it for you. It was a great show. And, again, it was like five things that you really want to make sure not to do when you're filling out the claim. I believe that was the episode that ran. But it was really, I thought it was really good. I have to honestly say, so you guys can go back and take a listen.
And you know,
Michael,
you know, Carrie,
what's coming up?
You know, Carrie, there was actually one of my veterans that it must have struck a chord with him. And he contacted me, and he actually said, when can we get started on this? Because he felt as though that's what he has been doing. He's been doing things that have been stopping him from getting rated.
Wow. Well, listen, this is what you are going to be on top of for everybody, as you have been, as an accredited claims agent. So I'm super excited. So next week, the next Vet Talk is going to be Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern. And from then on, and we'll probably have some more pop-ups next week. So you got to pay attention to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll keep you
very
informed.
Very much so.
So, Michael, good job. All right, folks. So stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. Now, coming up at about 8, Michael, you'll be back with a new segment. We'll fill you in. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have with me a very, very special guest. Well, she's joining us for the very first time. Now, she is, I call, a wig expert as well as someone who specializes in natural hair. Let me officially welcome Miss Brianna Spruill to the show. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Brianna.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm doing just great. First of all, it's exciting to have you here. Now, yes, absolutely. And I got to tell you, because everything that you're doing is so relevant and so right now, that this is great. And it's a pleasure to introduce our fans to you and your work. So first of all, let's let everybody know. So where are you located? Where are you based out of?
I am born and raised from Montclair, New Jersey.
Yay, from Montclair. Yes, I lived there for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I am a New Jersey-born baby.
Awesome. Okay, so New Jersey. And you know what? New Jersey, because, and I've lived on both coasts, and we have fans of the show and stylists and people from all over America. But there's a certain flavor about New Jersey. There really is. There's a certain flavor that kind of New Jersey has its own little style. Yes, it's close to New York, and it kind of I'd like to think that a little bit of that comes and kind of lends itself over to New York and vice versa. But New Jersey has its own thing. What do you say? Do you feel that way?
Yes. New Jersey definitely has its own way, especially when it comes to music and people's personality and energy. And New Jersey really, really holds each other down. Like, I feel so they support everybody in their own community, and they feel very strongly about their talents and abilities on how they can succeed in life. And they really, really just, like, support each other, like, a lot.
Well, yeah, you know, and I remember this. You have a lot of famous people who, because Montclair is so close to New York, and so you have a lot of folks who love that whole space out there in Montclair, New Jersey, and they would take we used to have a bus, and they would take the old decamp bus us right into the city, and I remember all of that. You had soap opera stars who lived in Montclair. Well-known soap opera stars. You had musicians, you know, who lived in Montclair and still do and all of that. Just a great community of folks. And so, and we've had some hair folks on from from Montclair as well. We really have. Yeah, we've had some great folks. So today is no exception. So, Brianna, I want to talk with you a little bit first on the type where, you know, we have everybody here on the show from the entire spectrum of hair care right here as part of our broadcast and the Hair Radio Morning Show, that is. And then soon, you know, we're going to be talking about everybody crossing over to Afrolock Magazine. So we're going to get into all of that. But first, as a hair artist, and kind of a wig mentor, or just out there doing wigs. So you're one of the leading folks out there in this area. So I want to talk to you about all of that. Now, you have your own business that you have established. So I want you to tell our fans a little bit about your business. First, what's the name of it? And give us the skinny on this, Brianna, please.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I rebranded in 2023 of January. Now my brand is called Luminous Mood Hair. So I created that name because of how I perceive color in folks' hairs. I want everyone to feel uplifted. I want everybody to feel like their energy cannot be negative on anything. I want their souls to be fabulous all the time when it comes to their hair. When they look in the mirror, their hair is done with color. When they walk down the street, somebody notices them because their hair is so bright, and they compliment them, make them feel good. I want my clients to feel like they're on top of the world with their hair, even if they're simple and they like to be subtle with natural hair tone. A pop of color, just one or two pieces of braids that have a brightness of green or yellow, just make them feel like okay, I can act how I want to. Now it's the weekend. I don't have to act like corporate. So I just want everybody to feel free, and they could just take over the world and do what they want.
Wow.
Luminous mood is off of vibrational, vibrant colors, psychedelical features, movement, giving yourself a good mood, put yourself in a good mood type of spirit. You know what I mean? Luminous mood.
Wow. I'm loving that. Now, I've got to tell you, as you were just talking about the color and giving yourself a pop of color, to me, color has come out of the closet, so to speak. And there was a time that you didn't see so much vibrancy out there, especially in the community. And so this is really interesting. And now color is all the rage. It really is. Color is all the rage. And it just finally has come into that. And really, speaking of rage, it has nothing to do with age out there. Everybody kind of says, oh, that you got to be young and this and that. But no, I think it's open to more so personality. And I think that that's what it kind of lends itself to. So what do you say with this new, you know, not just the respect, but just this new explosion of color and what you can do with color? Sometimes that can really add something to your hair. I think it's what you're kind of saying as well. So what do you say about this whole explosion of color?
Color is life. Color is
what
brings out the best of you. Color is what lets you tell the people there's no rules to life. There's no rules to life. Just be who you are. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. That's what I love about having people express themselves and be more open-minded to what we call society or the rules to life or the rules to the society, I guess. I could say that. I don't know too much about, you know, the politics and things like that because it's so serious to me, and I don't base my life on being so serious because when you be more of yourself, people respect you more. So,
okay. Well said. you kind of got it all in there, Brianna. Listen, folks out there, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Now, I have with me today someone who you're going to get to know really, really well on this broadcast and certainly as part of Afrolock Magazine. I consider you to be a wig expert as well as a natural hair artist, a person who is well comfortable in these environments and what you are all about. And we're just having a conversation. What I love is that you are so focused as well on color and the vibrancy and what color can do and kind of, you know, and because to me, color and using color kind of awakens the spirit. And so I love this. And as you pointed out, uplifting souls and all of that good stuff, Brianna. So, good job. And welcome to the show again, and good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes. I tell you, out of Montclair, New Jersey. Now, you also come over. You service New York. This is something that is important to you. You roll out, and you have what I call already you've launched yourself into a great career in terms of being someone who does shoots, a lot of live entertainment and things like that. So, of course, you've got a big background in traditional hair care services and cosmetology, natural hair and all of that. But you also, you've been able to step from behind the chair, so to speak, and work on projects, particularly a lot of entertainment projects and otherwise. Can you talk a little bit about that and why is that so important?
I can't really talk too much on it because I'm doing a project right now. But, you know, it gives you, how can I say, working on projects.
Well, it's exciting too, right?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what I'm saying, it's exciting also.
It is exciting. You get to build a character, I guess I can say that. You get to build your own fantasy person that comes to life and you get to show the world. You get to work with other artists who are in the same career path as you. You get to work with people who actually respect your craft and give you the ability to they trust you on creating this character that everybody wants to make into one. Like, it's a process. It's a long process, but a good long process to do, because it gives you the I feel like it gives you the credit that you are asking for.
Absolutely. It'll bring you the notoriety. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got to say, and I want to get you paired with some of our regulars here on the Hair Radio Morning Show who are walking in that lane. You know, we've had just the great Crystal Wright not all that long ago and so many others who are with us from time to time. And you fit right on in with that. You really do. And I know you spoke with Camille as well. And she's been on the show, and so many others who are in that space. But I've got to talk about, you have a site. I do want folks to also be able to connect with you who are listening to the show right now. So share with everybody some of the ways they can connect with you online as well.
So online, I have a website. It's my first and last name. Ms. Crystal White actually guided me on how to do that. My mentor.
Crystal's going to be so happy to hear about you being connected right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She's one of our, I call her one of the founding members, so to speak, in this game. And she's just a wonderful resource and one of the OGs here. And we're just so excited to have her be part of this as well. So good stuff. You got some great taste, Brianna Spruell.
Thank you. All my links are on my website. So if you want to catch me on Facebook, Instagram, I have a Pinterest account. I also have a Caviar account if you guys are looking to get published or submitted in magazines. I have a Google account. I have a Yelp account.
Now, spell your name for everybody for the website, because I want folks to find you, Brianna.
Okay, so my website is www.brianaspruell.com.
So that's BriannaSpruell.com. And, of course, we're going to have Brianna to make sure she's registered over at our site at HAIRadio.com. That's our – we have a wonderful – it's like our own hair and beauty social media. So all it takes is like an email and a picture pretty much, and we get you approved and you're all set. So folks can connect with you, our fans. Can easily connect with you right at HAIRadio.com. And we have a lot of members from in and around the country and kind of some outside the country too, but who will discover you and certainly will help to kind of, you know, connect with you on that level. And I think it's going to be just fantastic. So we'll get you all set up for all of that. Yeah, absolutely. So now some of the things that I wanted to cover with you on the broadcast. What are some of your long-term goals, Brianna? Because this is, you do a lot, and you're definitely making a wave now. So what are some of your long-term goals in the industry?
My long-term goal is to really just focus on building great relationships with other professionals. Because in the freelance industry, word of mouth is always key. I mean, it's fine to have social media and things like that, but
when you're actually in somebody's presence and somebody's work facility, like a studio or just somebody's house where they do photo shoots at, just building a great relationship with other individuals is key for me, honestly.
I love it. Wow. Okay. Now, who are some of the folks who have inspired you along the way? Could be in the, could be hair folks, could, you know, be folks out there in the world.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
We're back live. It's Friday morning, October 6th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's so nice to have you guys with us. In the spotlight hour, our third hour of the day, right here, remember, we're on from 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, and we're real happy to have you with us, really. Let me just get my colleague, Michael Hopkins. Superstar on the radio. He's the host of the Vet Talk radio show. You guys know him well. Michael, again, good morning to you, and happy Spotlight Hour, sir.
Oh, yes. Happy Spotlight Hour.
Yes. So, Michael, I want to kind of jump right on in. Today, we're kind of launching something that's a little bit different. I think I'm going to have you kind of dig on in and kind of shake it off and kind of tell us a little bit about it, walk us through some of what we can expect to hear weekday mornings around this time. So, Michael Hopkins, my co-star, take it away.
Well, thanks, Carrie. Thank you so much. This is really going to be exciting for me, and because this is something that on the show, this is something new for me, and it's to me, it's just so exciting. And you know, listen, guys. In case you guys missed show number 899, and this was back on Thursday, September the 28th, and it featured a beautiful segment with Lisa Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys may not know. Some of you do, but Lisa Bloom is a top attorney. She's a top TV attorney. And, Carrie, I'm quite sure you remember this particular piece that we did.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. But first, let me just let you guys out there know that what this is all about. So, Michael, each day is going to kind of be focused on, he's going to our blog at www.afrolockmagazine.com. You guys can do the same thing. So, A, you want to go to the blog, and then once you get there, you could do this on a laptop or cell phone, doesn't matter. And then B, what you want to do is click on the tab for the blog. So you want to go to the blog tab, B-L-O-G. You'll see it. It's easy to see. If you're on a cell phone, like on my cell phone, I get the three lines up in the right corner of my cell phone. that indicates I can go to different pages on a website. So you want to choose the blog page. Once you go there, you can read a bunch of blog stories. So, Michael, your job will be to kind of go choose a story and kind of share that story with the fans of the show. So what, Michael, you chose one of the blog items. There are, again, many blog items. You guys can go there and follow along with Michael, or you can, any time of day or night, go to the blog. It's on our website, again, at afrolockmagazine.com. And again, Afrolock is always spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, so Afrolock Magazine. So the first item, Michael, I'm so excited about. Yes, to answer your question, I do recall the piece. Now, this is from a show that ran, well, it might be a little hard for folks to remember exactly that date back in September, but it was show number, what was the show number that
it was show
Lisa
number 899, Carrie. Right, show number 899.
Okay, here's why this is so important. Here's why the show number is so important, guys. You can Google, go into Google, and just put in hair radio, put in five words, The Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it starts with us. So The Hair Radio Morning Show, that's five words. If you put that into Google, all of our show numbers pop up. So you can easily go to that number. And replay it that way, or you could just go to the blog item on the website, which is the fastest way, and just choose the blog item that Michael is sharing with you each day. So this first rollout today, Michael, is, again, just to remind everybody, what's the title of the blog item, and what is it about?
Well, this particular blog item, and the title basically was Lisa Bloom talking about one of my veteran brothers.
Right.
And,
but what you want to do, Michael, give the exact title so folks can recognize it, and then kind of you're welcome to kind of give some additional commentary. But, yeah, we want to give folks the facts first. Good setup, facts, and then kind of go into it. But good job.
Okay, sound like a plan to me. Oh,
yeah. And what I'm going to do, while you are going in and doing some research as well, I'm going to bring it up on my computer as well. So I went to afrolockmagazine.com, hit the blog tab, B-L-O-G, and it takes me right to the blog page on the website, as it should. Let's see. Okay, there we go. For some reason, my computer's always takes a moment, but there it is. Okay, so here, I'm on the Afrolock Magazine blog tab, and I'm going down because on my computer, there's a bunch of with all kinds of things. Just got to tell folks, there's a bunch of wonderful, wonderful pieces that are there.
Oh, yeah. And you're right, though, Carrie. There are just so many wonderful stories.
Yes, they really are. And so you guys are going to really, really, really like this quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
They
really are.
Yeah, now you chose one that is very dear to you. And
yes,
the reason
yes,
that
is,
you chose
Carrie.
That,
very,
Michael,
very dear
because,
to my heart.
Yeah,
very
that's
dear
because
to my heart.
It really is a story. But first, let's just remind everybody of the title. Now, this is taken from the episode. It's an excerpt from the that you'll see there that was about, let me see. It's really nice. It says, disabled veteran alleges police mistreatment. TV attorney Lisa Bloom explains to the Hair Radio Show. So that's the title. So that's what you're looking for. Again, it's disabled veteran alleges police mistreatment. TV attorney Lisa Bloom explains to the Hair Radio Show. Now, what you guys out there can do, you can simply easily click on it if you want, and just read it there. Or hit the play button,
very
and it'll play for you. It'll give you a nice little audio piece there as well. So, you know, so it's going to take you some days to kind of master it, Brother Michael, but good job. Yeah, we want you to stick with it. But, yeah, so this whole thing about Lisa talking about it, what was it so much that struck you about this? Why was it so important to you, Michael?
Well, the reason why it was so important to me, Carrie, when I was going over this piece, Lisa Bloom always fights for the little guy, and that's what I love about Lisa Bloom. Every time you have Lisa Bloom on, she's always fighting for the little guy. She's always fighting for people that are being mistreated. And what I particularly liked about this story is that John Parrish, and he was the Army veteran. He was like me. He was an Army veteran. He was a former lieutenant in the Army and a disabled veteran. And when I listened to the story, and I went back, I read it again, I listened to it. And like you said, just listening to him being mistreated over a misdemeanor traffic stop, and this was by the California Highway Patrol. He was with his special needs daughter. This was what they call a routine traffic stop. And that's what in law enforcement, that's what we call it. I was in law enforcement. It's a routine traffic stop. It really didn't, it shouldn't have escalated to the point that it did. He didn't pose a threat. He had medical issues and he's 80 years old. Now, does he look like Chuck Norris to you? Or anybody like
no.
that is in the martial arts?
Was this? I think it was in North. I think I don't remember what part, but I believe it was in California where this
happened.
Yeah,
it was in California.
But,
yeah, California Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And wow.
and they took
yes,
him to jail,
broke.
Carrie, handcuffed.
Yeah,
he's a guy that doesn't pose a threat. And you know, in their doctrine, it's not necessary. When you're in law enforcement, there's certain doctrines. One of the doctrines is that the person doesn't pose a threat. They're an older individual. You don't have to go through great lengths. And I couldn't figure out what did he do.
Common decency.
Yeah.
common sense.
And then, you know, and
you
then to add insult to injury, he wound up having other things going on with him while
yes.
he was locked up.
Yes.
And they didn't respond
right.
to his needs, Carrie Hines. What's wrong with that picture?
No, I got you. Michael, what I want to do is just remind everybody, guys. So what we're going to do, a lot of these wonderful shows, we have a three-hour show every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live. And I've received special little notes that folks, can you get this on again? Can you get that on again? So, Michael, you'll be reviewing some of the highlights, and you guys can do the same anytime, day or night, by going to the AfroLockMagazine.com website. Again, AfroLock is spelled AFROLOCK, AfroLockMagazine.com website, and hit the blog tab, BLOG. You'll see it there. And we have a ton of stories listed, and Michael will be choosing
Very
a story
so.
Each day to cover it, and we'll talk a little bit more about
Very
it on the
much
air
so.
Radio.
You know what
show.
I love about it, Carrie? Going to the blog,
What's
you
that?
Know what I really love about it? You can read it.
Like?
You can hear it. You can actually hear. They can, you know, guys, you can listen to the story. And as Carrie said, there are so many things on this blog that you can go back 24/7. You can go back and you can review these things. I love it. I love it, Carrie.
Right.
Just,
well, awesome.
Just something that's just beautiful.
Well, good to have you cover this, Michael, for us each day. So we can't wait. So Tuesday will be the next live broadcast, and Michael will be on, and you guys can catch him. Again, 8 o'clock is this new segment in which you'll be covering quite a bit of the blog items. So, Michael, good job. So, listen, we're going to take a quick little break here. It's about 3 minutes. And when we come back, Sam Ennen from Bobsa will be with us live. He's standing by
our
wonderful radio studio, our virtual studio. We are so listening. We're going to put on a little Vanessa Williams. And you guys remember this. It's Throwback Friday today. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. Sam will be joining us.
Let's go.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, October 6th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and we are live out of Brooklyn, New York. I have got to bring to the line a gentleman who's been standing by in our studio today. You guys know him. He's been with us many times on this show for way, way back when. We are talking about one of the stalwarts of the hair and beauty industry. He is the man behind BOBSA, B-O-B-S-A, which is the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. And their website is bobsa.org. It is my great honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the first time in a big, big, long time. We're, of course, talking about Sam Inon. Good morning, Sam. And it's early out there in California. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yay. Yes. Listen, it's great to have you with us. Of course, you can hear all the energy. That's coffee, Sam.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Sam, are you a coffee drinker, by the way? We've never asked you.
Yes, I am, but I've been drinking tea lately. I got tea from China. They sent me a bunch of tea.
How does it taste?
It's great. It's great. You know, it's great. But I drink coffee, you know.
Yeah, I thought you might, because we're big coffee drinkers here in New York City, especially at the studio. Okay, good stuff. Listen, Sam, welcome back officially to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my pleasure. I don't even think that you've been on with us since we launched the Afrolock magazine. Since you've been gone, we've launched Afrolock magazine, which is our monthly publication. It's a digital publication that can also be printed individually. We've also brought back the Salon TV Network, which is airing right now on television, sets at shops and homes, not just around the country, but also internationally. And so we're thrilled to have you back. We've been continuing right here with our three-hour show, and we are launching and relaunching our 24-hour radio network a little later on today as well. So, Sam, you couldn't have come back at a better time. So,
yeah, you've been busy.
Yeah, we've been busy. Well, you too, Sam. Now, listen, you guys know, even though Sam hasn't been on the show, you guys haven't heard him in a while, but we play Sam all the time here. But I do get to chat with Sam behind the scenes. Remember, the Hair Radio Morning Show, even though the show airs from 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, I still, after 9 o'clock, the show doesn't end. We are Hair Radio 24 hours a day. We're working on broadcasts. We're talking about the industry. We have some gushings here. You know, I wish we could record all those things because we go in. Sam, can you just please remind everybody, you know, I'm totally familiar in our fans. Typically, you know, they all kind of know what it's about, but let's just remind everybody, for someone just joining us today, what exactly is BOBSA, again, BOBSA.org? What is that all about? Sam, and I'm please take it away.
Yeah, well, BOBSA is, we formed BOBSA in 2004, and BOBSA was put together to help black entrepreneurs, beauty supply stores that wanted to open. They want to open up a store. It's very difficult in our climate to open up a beauty supply store because it's dominated by people that don't look like us. How's that, Terry? that's an inside joke.
Yeah, that's very well stated, Sam.
Yeah, so...
I better let folks know. That goes back to Sam's very, very first appearance on our show. I don't even know how many years ago, Sam. This is going way back. And Sam appeared on our show, and back in those days, we had to put disclaimers out. We had to kind of step on eggshells talking about folks in other communities. That's just where – that was the climate at that time. So, you know, the Hair Radio Morning Show has been – we've been here. This is 904th episode today, 904. So we've been around a long time. So, Sam, I thank you for that. You just reminded me of your first appearance on the show. So thank you so much for that. But
yeah,
yes.
So anyway, 2004 we started BOPSA, and actually we formed BOPSA because I used to be a sales rep for many, many, many companies, and so I just could not sell the products in my community. So I had to go to – I went to Brazil to try and sell the products, but I said, why am I doing this when I'm, you know – these people don't know me, you know. So I came back to the United States and I said, well, I'm going to, we're going to form an association to try and open up more black beauty supply stores across the country. And that's exactly what happened. We met with some local beauty supply store owners here in Oakland, California. And we came together and BOPSA was formed. And then over the last 19 years, we've opened up about 1,000-plus beauty supply stores. When I say we opened, we help open up these stores. And so we're very proud of that. And we continue doing the same thing, but BOPSA has evolved into a lot of other things now. So we're doing a lot of different things, not only beauty supply stores, but individuals that want to open up, you know, create their own brand, product. We help them with that. So we're very happy about that. And, you know, just a lot of exciting things are happening going forward, you know, continually, you know. We're excited about our industry.
Absolutely.
Although the industry has changed quite a bit because of when the pandemic hit and the country was shut down for 3 years, it really created a lot of opportunities for a lot of other in our industry, the way you sell products. Social media has just exploded because you all know that. And the influencers really has taken over the market in terms of, you know, selling products. You know, that's another story, another day for talking about that, the influencers.
Yeah.
So really, that's where BOPSA is right now.
Yeah, but Sam, how do you feel about the changes that you've seen? You were a sales rep. You were a very big in the industry. You've had a lot of friends along the way. You've helped a lot of other folks to open up their spots. You've seen the changes with your own eyes. So how does that make you feel, though, and what would you like to say to that? It has changed.
Well you know, change is good. A change is good. I mean, we just got to embrace it, that's all. And one of the things that that I find that's really exciting and kind of a little scary is AI, you know. And I don't know if people don't know what AI is, you know, but AI has always been with us, you know, but in another form, you know what I mean? But it's a good tool, but then it could be a very you got to watch it because it when you talk to it, and I use it quite a bit, when you talk to it and start giving it information, it's just gathering information. And when you go back to do more stuff with AI, you realize how much information you've given them because it starts right in itself. I mean, it just gathers information from all over the world. And anything about the keywords.
Well, listen, guys, and I do want to just chime in on that a little bit. Speaking of AI, which stands for artificial intelligence, which is all the rage. You see everybody's talking about AI. There were folks on strike about AI because they were afraid for their jobs becoming, the importance being diminished. We're talking about the writer's strike that recently ended, but in Hollywood. But listen, folks, and here is just the Hair Radio Morning Show and Afrolock Magazine in particular, Afrolock Magazine, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a bit, but we did a story about AI and the hair industry. So it was, should have been in our first, I think in our September, maybe our July issue. I'll go back and research. But one of our five issues, we've done a whole piece on AI and how the hair industry has been affected. So please check it out because it breaks it down for you. And Sam, yeah, it did, you know, the thing, what I love what you said about it gathering, because that's what it does. It kind of culls together information from various sources. But here's the thing, especially if you guys out there are using AI for different writing and this and all that kind of stuff, here's the thing you got to remember. It does not have the human touch, not at this point. Now, maybe that's something they're working to duplicate, but right now it doesn't have it. So where it'll give you something, but it'll be bland or not quite as sharp as something that I could pull together organically. So here's where it comes that you need to have some talent to back up what you think you know. So that's how
you're right. But one thing about it, it gives you the basis of information that you couldn't, you have to research it yourself. And what you do is when you do deal with AI, you go ahead and then you go ahead and put your thoughts and feeling. You don't just use it black because once it starts calling you by name, then you're in trouble.
Exactly. But Sam, what am I going to do with Sam? Oh, my gosh. Sam, you are so right. Well, listen, it is always a pleasure. We got you for the show. We got Sam. He's our guest co-host today. He's live in studio, in our virtual studio here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from California. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. It's Friday, October 6th, 2023. It's a big welcome back to Sam. Sam, we just crossed our 900th show the other day. So today's 904. What goes through your mind when you hear of someone doing a hair radio broadcast? Literally for over 900 episodes. We're talking over 3,000 guests. What do you say, Sam? And you've been with us. Sam has been with us. You've been with us before this even got underway. So what goes through your mind, Sam?
It is progress, and it's really amazing how hair radio has changed with the time, you know, because it's important to be able to change. And, you know, change is good. And, you know, some of us embrace it and some of us don't, you know. But change is always good.
Well,
you know?
I think what you just said is the heart about, I love what you said, that we have changed with the times. And you're absolutely right. I've worked very much behind the scenes to stay on top of trends. So do you, Sam, to stay on top of trends, what's happening out there. What are the hairstylists? What are the product companies? What are the suppliers, the supply stores? What is everybody talking about? What are they doing? And maybe it was done one way a few years ago or even a few months ago nowadays, and then now it's done a different way. But I've got to say, working closely, Hair Radio working closely with Sam, being a member of BOPSA.org, it's the way to go. It's the way to go. And so, you know, I just take my hat off and I salute you as well for all the work that you're doing out there and in sunny Northern California. And we appreciate that. We really do, Sam. Good stuff. Now, I want to say some of the folks that you've worked with, Sam, have contacted us and they've told us things that you have done to make their lives a lot better professionally and make it a little bit easier for them. What's some of the wonderful things that they should do to get started? They haven't done anything. Let's just say they desire to open up a supply store. And right now it's just going an idea in their mind. What's one of the things you might suggest, Sam?
Well, come up with a store name. Come up with a name for your store. And a lot of people don't even think about that. You know, I just want to open up a store.
And,
but you got to think about a name.
Well, about it. Yeah, they don't think really, you know, to me the name is super critical.
Yeah,
it's
it is. And then if you do
have
any, and if you always... I always tell anybody that wants to have a problem with coming up with a name, use your initial. Use your initial, you know. And,
yeah.
I mean, don't
Let's
dwell too much
initials,
on them.
Your initials aren't AI, okay?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could do that. And then the next thing you need to do is to think about a logo. Because, you know, one thing about the community now, we don't read a lot. Everybody's visual. You know, they want to see, you know, and that's the first thing they do. They don't read it. They see it first. And that's, you know, and then get the right mindset that you really want to do this, you know. It's very difficult to open up a brick-and-mortar beauty supply store because, you know, it takes at least 80 grand if you're going to open up a 1,500 square feet store. And that's what it's going to take, that kind of money. And then our industry is so... so hard to get capital because of the way the industry was set up originally, because it's all cash, you know, and the traditional banks don't want to lend us money, you know. There's about 7 black banks in the United States, and they're just as bad as a traditional regular Bank of America and Wells Fargo, you know, of course, lending money.
Why do you say that?
Oh, you want to do a disclaimer on that? It's true.
Oh, okay. You know.
Because they figure out why Sam feels that way.
But, you know, and quite frankly, you're absolutely right.
Because they go by the same rules. They have the same rules. They have the same rules as the traditional banks.
Yeah. And it hurts us as a community. Let's just make sure that that's out there. Every time that we take on... you know, like it reminds me of the captors. What is that called? The Stockholm syndrome. When we take on our captors' mentality and personality, we're a little bit harm. We can bring harm to each other as brother and sister in our community. So we kind of need to be aware of that. Let's strive to do better for each other. That's in our community. Now, Sam, I got to ask you about something that's really important. So you go, girl. What's going on with that? This was a big push. I saw the flyers and posters everywhere. So are you still working with the You Go Girl brand?
You Go Girl brand. Braiding hair, you know, in the last 3 years has been the big thing. It's called all of that natural culture, you know. That style, you know, usually the braiding styles would come in the summer and then they would dissipate. They would go away in the winter and then they'd come back again. But now braids are always with us. They always was with us, you know, but now more so. So, but there again, we don't control that. And when I say we, I'm talking about black folks, you know, we can't make that. We have to go to China to get it done, and it's very difficult to go to China and deal with the factories. You know, usually when you do see someone that's got a brand or trying to do a brand of hair, they're using a broker, third broker, not the factory. I went to China, so I have a good relationship with the Chinese factories, because actually the Koreans control all of the hair that comes into the United States. They brand it. That's because they had the distribution channel. They had the stores. So they branded the Milky Way, the Bobby Boss. Those are brand names that black consumers know about, and that's what they'd be asking for when
right.
they go
they,
to the
we
store.
We know about them, but largely shut out being
so
able
what
to
we,
offer
so,
these brands through our
So what we've done is created that we tried to create a, and what we've done is we try to create a brand that is black-owned, you know, that we, when we help the stores open, we can recommend these black companies, brands to the beauty supply stores, because when a brick-and-mortar beauty supply store opens, 60% of it, of the products that they have on the shelf is hair. That's a big portion of the story, and that's the problem. That that's where the volume is. That's where the big dollars are because of the price of the various brands of hair and units. So what we try to do is create a brand called Hugo Girl Braiding Hair. We have 180 different styles in that brand, you know. And what we're trying to do right now is get a distributor here in the United States where we can bring a container in to disseminate that hair throughout the beauty supply stores that we have in our network. And then really promote the fact that it's a black-owned brand. Because branding is everything, you know. So that's really what we're doing. Branding is everything.
Well, I love it. Again, guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning, October 6th of 2023. My very special guest today is back for the first time in a long time. Right here, he's live with us all the way out in California, the northern part of California. Sam, it's so good to have you back. We have, like I said at the top of our segment, we've had folks who come on and praise BOBSA, praisebobsa.org. So you guys, if you're not a member already, which again stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, again, the BOBSA.org, you can become a member. So I do want to say that, Sam. It's really important. And I think that's a good first step, right?
Yeah, well, if you don't want to join, you know, a lot of people don't like to join it. You can go in and register, and if you have a business like an online store even, or a brick-and-mortar store, or a salon, barbershop, or whatever, you can register on a directory, and that's a free registration, you know.
Oh,
so you can do
that.
Because a lot of people don't like to join. They don't want to, you know, they don't see no value in it, you know. But that's one of the things
that we need to have folks.
Members.
Yes. Go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
BOBSA's mission is the community. You know, we need to know about each other. We can really help each other if we knew about each other. And then we're about trust, too. And that takes time to build trust. I mean, there's so many things that are going on. You go to the Internet, you don't know who to believe. So, you know, it's a lot of choices out there.
True.
So it's all about reputation and how long you've been in the business. And, you know, you can tell that we're really concerned about our community. That's the most important thing. It's not always about the money. And I would tell Carrie, it's always about the money. It's about your values and what you believe in, you know.
Yes. Well, good advice, Sam. But you have done so much to help so many folks. I remember you working and helping just even on a consultation level, where you have a lot of friends in the industry, you know everybody in the business, and has just been a big supporter to the Hair Radio show, to Hair Radio itself, and we've worked together many, many, many times, and it's always been a great pleasure and an honor, really. And so I just want to say thank you so much. So listen. Why don't we take a very short commercial break, give you a chance to grab some coffee or some tea, every time I always think of Oprah's chai tea, which I don't think she's doing anymore, it's a Starbucks, but it was always in the back of my mind. I didn't get a chance to have any. So talk about tea. So anyway, I digress. Sam, great to have you with us, and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to get to before we wrap up today, and it's good to have Sam with us for the hour. And I want to talk about what's next when we come back. We'll take a moment, and we want to ask Sam what's next for him and the folks at BOBSA. So, again, I'm Carrie Hines, and you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Keri Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Keri Hines right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
You're on with Michael Hopkins, who is the host of the Vet Talk radio show, and we have little technical things sometimes. The servers over there at Block Talk get a little backed up. But Michael, say hi to Sam, and you have the last question of the day, Michael Hopkins.
Sam, hello. How are you, Sam?
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Sam, my question's always centered around the vet. And I was just wondering, do you have any special programs just for veterans, especially my disabled veterans, that you could point them to get on board with you?
You know, that's a good question. And if someone calls us, whether it's veterans or whatever, we have special programs for them. In other words, we each person that want to get involved with BOPSA or want to do something with BOPSA, want to open a store or whatever, we always cater to their needs. It's no just, you know, it's just not across the board. It's just like if you got something, a handicap or whatever, we cater to that handicap. We make it easier for you. In fact, I have a young lady that's opening up a store that's blind, and we cater to her needs.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yes, I guess you can say we do.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And good question, Michael. I wouldn't have thought of that. I wouldn't have thought of it. But very good question indeed. So, Sam, this is really nice. You see how you get to be an influence. You're an influencer now, Sam, and you're an influencer.
No. What we are is
technology.
Disruptor. We want to be a disruptor.
Oh, you know. I remember that. Yeah, I love that. You know, disruptor actually is a great – I know there's some folks who may think it has a negative connotation, but it really – I love it. I think when you say that you are a disruptor, that means that you don't just take everything at face value. You are ready to flip the script in a positive way. And so I love that. You know, a disruptor, I told you I was going to take that on, Sam. I really was. Now, Sam, before we would, hey, Michael, great question, by the way. Michael Hopkins, again, hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, right here on our network. You'll be able to catch a lot of his episodes playing on our 24-hour network at AfroLockMagazine.com. Now, Sam, I've got to say, before we took our last break, we promised that we'd ask you what's next for you.
Well, a lot of things are going on. A lot of things are going on, you know, and that's a problem that I have. I come up with these ideas. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with an idea. You know what I mean? I have to get up and run downstairs and write it. Yeah, so, but, you know, we're working closely with Maravana, which is MYAVANA, and we have partnership with them, and we're getting ready to do a big push on the You Go Girl braiding here, starting probably starting next year, you know. And so we're partnering with them, and we're going to really, you know, make a statement about the hair, you know, and because, you know, they're into the technology part of the hair, you know. So we're partnering with them and going to do some exciting things. And we're trying to set up a major distributor in New Jersey. In fact, you know her, Dr. Davis. She's going to be she's
Dr.
getting
Milton
a warehouse.
Davis,
She's going to open up a warehouse, 800 square feet, that we're bringing in a container, you know, of You Go Girl braiding hair from China, directly from the factory. And she'll be the super distributor. And so we kind of just, you know, we're trying to get her to become a major distributor. You know, there's no black distributor.
Yeah.
There's not, take that back. There's one in South Carolina, TWT, Tyree.
Okay.
But yeah, he's been around for 40 years. But he's been around for 40 years, and we're trying to work with him. Yeah, we're trying to work with him, but he has been under the radar in terms of our industry. I'm talking about black folks knowing about him. He traditionally sells big box stores like the Walmart, the Target, the grocery stores, the 7-Elevens, the General, whatever they call it. I think that General store, the one that's the National store.
Yes.
He sells the stores like that. He's never really tried to sell into the black beauty supply stores or the Korean stores. He's kind of stayed away from them. So we're trying to bring him around. But 40 years, and it's kind of hard to get him to change his mindset. But we're working on it. Working on it. So he has a warehouse, too. He has a warehouse, too, that we might be using for black beauty supply stores and black manufacturers to put their products in so they can just – he's going to warehouse it, and he'll do all the shipping. And that's what we want done.
Well, Sam, are you going to come back to the Hair Radio Morning Show and kind of fill us in on all of that and see what we need to do? What is our next step to support mm-hmm. these efforts? Okay.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
BOPSA.org. Doesn't it have everything still? You always had everything at BOPSA.org.
Yeah, we have everything on it. But, you know, we're always writing about the industry, what we're doing. And we all, it's a thing that we have, do you know? And then we'll send out something, do you know? And then we'll send out an email
yeah.
blast. And then we also post it on our BOPSA website. But I'm really excited about what's going to be coming on. In our industry in the next, next year is going to be even better than this year because things are changing so quickly. And the black women who really started this industry, you know, Madam J.C. Walker, Annie Malone, and they're beginning to take a big lead now, you know, because they're getting capital from various sources, you know. One of the other things is the natural has really exploded the industry, too.
It's
the natural.
It's huge. Well, listen, Sam, we're signing off right now, but we'll be back on Tuesday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. You got to come back, Sam. Sam, from
it hasn't been an hour.
It
hasn't been
Michael.
Hey, hold on, Carrie, hold on. It hasn't been an hour.
Oh, we'll see you here next week, guys. Sam, thanks for being with us. Great job, guys. Great job.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Here's our outro. Thanks again, Michael. Great job, Sam.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started.